All right, back here on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. Thanks to Alan Bell for joining. But now it's time for some odd news, right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Isn't there a sound that's supposed to be happening right now?
Well, there could be. You need a better producer is what you need.
I probably didn't tease it. You need a better show host. That's what you need.
No. Maybe both.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Odson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Odson. Odd news, Odson. See what we did there?
Get it?
The odd news Clever. With Odson.
That's more like it.
Yeah, this feels more right, doesn't it?
That feels a little bit better.
All right. Everybody's favorite topic. Doesn't matter which side of the topic you are on, you have a passionate take, and that is Wordle.
Oh.
Yes.
I am I'm an every morning player of Wordle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The last couple days have been rough.
Yeah, they've been a struggle the last couple days. I got them both. I think I'm on a 15 or 16 day streak.
Yeah, I've got them all, I think. Yeah. So that's good. But, yeah, I mean, I don't want to get them on the sixth try. It's kind of just...
It's a little embarrassing.
It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I do not tweet about my Wordle performance.
Okay.
And not like in a principled way. I just don't.
Okay.
Does
it's more out of laziness than...
By the way, does... Yes. Yeah, if there's anything about me, yes. That's true. But... Does the Wordle create the thing with the boxes for you, or do you have to make that yourself?
No, it does it for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's I might do that then.
It's super easy.
Okay.
And that's why people share it. That and they're bragging.
All right, I'll do it if I ever get a 3 out of 6.
Okay. Or better.
Yeah. Or better.
Well, a new trend on Twitter is to, first of all, complain about Wordle, and second of all, spoil Wordle. Get that? Hey, the word for Wordle today is blah, blah, blah.
I wondered if there was going to be that.
I believe we did ask about this on the show. Well, Twitter has suspended a bot account that spams players of Wordle.
Wow.
So it's not even just a, hey, if you're looking for it, here's the word.
They're just going to throw it right
at
you.
It is. I've seen you posted boxes before. Here, have the word.
Here's a question. Like, at what point during the day can you spoil the Wordle? Because I feel like I don't see Wordles after about noon.
When can we talk about it? Yeah.
Because usually people wake up, you know, you pull up your phone for the first time, you're laying in bed, let's do the Wordle for the day. Or maybe you make your breakfast and you're sitting at the table, let's do the Wordle for the day. It's like the crossword puzzle.
I do mine before I go to bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, but the previous day or the next days?
New word drops at midnight. I'm usually doing it at about 12:30.
Okay. So yeah. You do it right away. Mm-hmm. Got it. So you would be safe from this if I were to say the Wordle word right now.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I would. The social media company suspended @Wordlinator on Monday.
Yeah.
The bot would access the app code and automatically respond to tweets mentioning the game.
Huh.
For anyone who somehow avoided the viral sensation that is Wordle, both with the onslaught of tweets with little green, yellow, and gray squares, and the shout-out in the latest cold open of SNL.
Oh.
The game is simple. It gives users 6 chances to guess a 5-letter word, letting players know along the way which words they got correct, which words are in the right spaces, and which words are not in the puzzle entirely. You get a new puzzle every day. The answer is the same for everyone on the internet. It's wildly popular. A Brooklyn-based software engineer launched the game in October. About 2 million users a day.
Yeah, man, it was a quick rise for Wordle. One day it was just there.
Yeah.
And then people kind of started doing it.
It'll also list the puzzle. When you share it on social media, it'll list the puzzle number. Like we're at Wordle 215.
I think 220, 218, something like that. It will die soon.
Oh, yeah. This is not a forever thing.
No. Just like, what do we talk about? The quiz show. Was like where everybody logged on at like 2 o'clock to split $5.
I had to look it up last time
Quick quiz. Whatever it was. It was very stupid. And It lasted for a few months. And then there was some HQ trivia. And there were some stragglers, and then it was just fully dead. I mean, by the time, let's say this, because it's a bit of a moving target, potentially. By the time baseball opening day happens,
I was thinking
it'll be gone.
I was thinking when the cold snaps over, spring break time, when people have more things to do with their lives.
By the time we crown a national champion in college basketball.
Yeah, sort of that time period.
We will not be seeing any more Wordles.
Mm-hmm. And you'll never hear from it again, and I'll have to Google, what was the name of that word game that we played every day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wordle. Like words with friends.
The words without friends, more like it.
Nice.
Your stance on broccoli?
Pro.
Me as well.
Love broccoli.
Do you cover it in cheese? Do you need it smothered and covered?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
Mm-mm. Now, if it's raw, if it's uncooked, I'd like to dip it in ranch probably.
Okay.
But if it's cooked, no, I don't need nothing.
Yeah. Well, if you are anti-broccoli, this is the story for you. You can use this as like, okay, we need to get the broccoli out of the house,
see,
honey.
See, broccoli is bad.
Yeah, yeah. A woman in Australia was shocked to find a live scorpion in her broccoli while cooking dinner.
I thought you were going to say a live broccoli. I was like, what? What's this? What's it going to be?
Don't eat me! According to reports, Chloe Mitchell was preparing some broccoli when the unexpected critter crawled out from the broccoli purchased from a grocery store chain that is in this town.
Uh-oh.
Now, I will not name them because it's not their fault.
Yeah.
But you do have to bring your own grocery bags to this place. I put it in the steamer on the stove. I then turned around to get the last few pieces and saw something crawling along the chopping board, Chloe recalled. Her husband attempted to capture the angry arachnid, but ultimately her father-in-law was able to trap it. And while that's an amusing story, I find the corporate response even more humorous, and that's why we're sharing it here with you today.
Okay.
According to a spokesperson of this grocery store chain, quote, "It is unusual to find a scorpion in our bagged vegetables, and we believe it must have came from the farm where this broccoli is produced in Australia." You don't say. That's not a normal occurrence.
This is definitely uncommon. Just wanted to let you know that. You could have maybe said, if it was true, that this has never happened before. That would have been stronger.
Yeah, yeah, that's a stronger denial to go with, yeah.
Maybe it feels like it hasn't never happened before.
Maybe they didn't want to be that definitive in case someone was sitting at home like, oh.
Oh, I found a scorpion in my broccoli.
I got them.
yeah, love the corporate responses or the press releases from these things. It's just like, basically, like what I would write if I was a PR director, I'd be like, what do you want me to do?
Why are you putting a microphone in my face right now?
Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, there are bugs and bad things where plants come from. And that's the way it goes. I'd be the worst PR director.
You came to us shortly after the New Year's holiday. How do you celebrate New Year's Eve?
I really don't.
Okay.
That's
probably what I would have predicted out of you.
I don't think that I did anything this year. Did make it to midnight. There were fireworks.
Good job.
But I have gone to bed before midnight in the past.
Pro tip, you do not have to light fireworks off for New Year's Eve.
Thank you.
When the clock hits midnight, that is not a reason to blow things up. I understand any excuse to blow things up is a reason.
No. Like,
and you'll take it, but
nope.
You know what? I don't. Ooh, I hit 10,000 on the odometer. Better light some fireworks.
No.
Yeah.
Please say this louder. This is good.
We
do not need to do fireworks on New Year's Eve.
That's not in the story. That's just a editorial before we get to the story. This person crashed a limo into a creek with a trunk-mounted stripper pole. And they have started a GoFundMe to get this limo back up and running. We go to Bourbon County, Kentucky, which is a fitting place for a story like this.
Gotcha.
A limo with
I want to repeat, we've never had this happen before.
Bourbon
PR director
County
of Bourbon
Mayor.
County, Kentucky.
A limo with a stripper pole mounted on the trunk was spotted beached on a slope in a small creek and completely abandoned. Hours after the limo left the road, the incident was reported to the Bourbon County Sheriff's Department. Oh, I'd love to see the Bourbon County Sheriff.
Me too.
That is an image. I'm picturing a heavyset gentleman.
Big guy.
Sunglasses, wears the hell out of that hat.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Big hat.
Yeah.
It's a big hat. It's funny.
Turd Ferguson.
His name is Turd Ferguson.
Sheriff Ferguson. The police impounded the strange vehicle, and its owner opened a GoFundMe page to regain possession of the limo. On the page, owner Troy Jones states, "Want to apologize for my car being placed somewhere it should have never been." Mm. This is an apology that completely omits any information that could even hint at how the limousine ended up in this predicament. So far, only $100 has been contributed towards the $5,500 goal. This article editorializes and says, "Don't give this person your money." I'm not ready to make that statement. I need to know what happened that night.
I'd like to know.
Mm-hmm. How could this externally mounted stripper pole possibly be used, you may be asking. Well, ask, what was her name?
The one with the monkey?
No, well, yes. She would also know. Damon's girl this morning.
Oh, yeah, something cheeks. No. Dimerax.
Dimerax, that's it. Dimerax might know. The vehicles used by the most limousine services equipped with vertical poles are actually elongated SUVs with the pole mounted internally. But this is an externally mounted stripper pole. Really gets into the semantics. That's not what we're here for. We're here to know, how does the stripper pole get used? This is gold.
So they're just driving down the street of Kentucky? All right, keep going.
The vehicle's owner claims that the pole is meant for flags, but that's highly unlikely. The pole's height and diameter, as well as the visibly reinforced trunk lid and mounted lights, scream a pole for strippers.
Yeah. Yeah. You know a stripper pole when you know the difference between a stripper pole and a flag pole when you see one.
Absolutely. Usually, gold pole, stripper pole.
Yeah.
Silver pole, flags.
Maybe they would have like, maybe they do put a flag on there sometimes. They're just like, see, it's a flag pole.
Go Cats.
Big Blue Nation. Oh, man. So they're just driving down the street in Kentucky and, like, this would be something that you would see maybe in Vegas.
Yeah, it feels very Vegas. It feels very Florida as well.
Yeah. Driving down the strip, there's a strip pole coming out of the back of somebody's trunk, and somebody's utilizing it, driving pretty slow.
My question is, what the top? What's the top situation? The top of the pole? Feels like this would be a very shaky stripper pole.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know anything about.
Yeah, no.
The
structural integrity can't be good.
Yeah.
Can't be great here.
I would need to see it in action to make a judgment.
Also, are we worried about clearance issues?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. Also,
you drive into a parking garage with that?
What's the point of having it on the outside? Are we getting out of the limo and, like, opening up a cooler and taking in a show?
It's called entertainment, Josh.
I guess.
For everyone to see.
I mean, you know, they make them where they put it in the limo now. You could upgrade.
So that is a story that provides us with more questions than answers.
It really did.
Yet again here on Odd News. Coming up, we'll have NFL reaction over reaction here in just a little bit. We'll get back into some Husker football. There's some the Fred Hoy. We haven't got really to Fred Hoiberg's comments and responding to the Kobe Webster stuff from a few days ago and where they're sitting at. They are currently on Nebraska basketball for tomorrow at 4. Thursday at 4 at Pinnacle Bank Arena. They're gonna have a doubleheader, men's and women's doubleheader with Wisconsin. Both teams getting Wisconsin on Thursday. So we'll catch up with them a little bit as well. Plenty to come still on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.